The following is an audio recording of Childish Drug Warriors, published January 2, 2021, on abolishthedea.com.
When a child snickers before Michelangelo's statue of David and says that the statue is naked, we know that the child is immature. But American politicians behave the exact same way when it comes to so-called drugs. They snicker cynically before higher states of consciousness that have fostered entire religions, and dismiss it as getting high or getting wasted. What's worse, in the latter case, Americans think they have discovered some new truth about substances, that there's this thing out there called drugs that are evil, when what they've really discovered is that America is immature, to the point of not being able to live sanely with the very flora that grows unbidden around us. Americans cannot imagine any way to use spiritual substances except in a cynical and hedonist fashion, as part of some scheming capitalistic transaction, and rather than blaming themselves or unfettered capitalism for this immaturity, they proclaim a new law of the land, that drugs are evil and that they must be eradicated around the globe. It's as if that immature child never grew up and declared that nudity and art is evil and must be eradicated everywhere around the globe. There is no drug problem. There is a problem with America's attitude toward drugs. That problem is immaturity, cynicism and hedonism, and the insistence that every transaction be considered through the calculating lens of capitalism. Why do we blame these American problems on the scapegoat, drugs? Because otherwise America would have to transform for the better in order to live wisely with the flora that surrounds us. We'd have to prioritize education and permit true religious freedom. Instead, we blame all our problems on inanimate substances, drugs, and worse yet, we insist that the entire world follow our superstitious example under pain of economic and socio-political blackmail. Sadly, all nations are happy to follow suit. It was America, after all, that claimed we had a basic right to nature under natural law. If a nation so founded should dare to come in between its citizens and the flora that grows at their very feet, what need have less enlightened countries to stand up for common sense, let alone dictatorship, which will gladly take America's lead and crack down on the modern boogeymen of drugs, in order to enhance their despotic control over their citizens? And what better way to enhance tyranny than to control how, and how much, citizens are allowed to think and feel by denying them the God-given bounty of Mother Nature's psychoactive plant medicine? It is, in fact, the ultimate tyranny. Why merely control what your citizens can think when you can control how and how much they can both think and feel? It's the ultimate power grab of government, rendered acceptable by the one country that should have known better given its birth under natural law, the USA.
You have been listening to an essay entitled, Childish Drug Warriors, published January 2, 2021, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, and a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, visit abolishthedea.com.